I called Bad Cop. I told Theo my scent match and pack mate, giving him a quick glance as I cut my patrol SUV through the valley on the two-lane road. It was great to have him visit, even if it was for work reasons. No way, I'm definitely Bad Cop. I'm the one from out of town. He countered, drumming his fingers in the open window. The July day was warm and it wasn't even lunchtime, a far cry from the late blizzard we'd had in May. Wyoming weather was fickle, no matter the time of year. I'm the one who followed the fucking meth trail to our hometown. Besides, you have to play nice because you're an elected official. True, I admitted. It wasn't common for a shifter to hold a human law enforcement position, but the Alpha and I both agreed my role only benefited the pack. But the ranchers don't count. I can't wait to see Jenkins's face when he finds the DEA on his doorstep, unannounced. Fun life as an LEO, huh? Theo asked. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw his brow arch and his mouth turn up in a smile. Yeah, he didn't give a shit about playing nice. In his navy vest with DEA emblazoned across the back, he also didn't hide the fact that he worked for the agency that cracked down on meth production. He was right, though. Being the sheriff of West Springs, the only law enforcement officer between here and Granger, meant I had to play savior, asshole, and even a bit of politician in dealing with the humans. I had to live in the same small town with these people, even uphold their laws when I was raised to live beneath others. Regardless, I still maintained that the ranchers didn't count, not after what they did. Just because you went off to the big city for your career doesn't mean you get to be the big shot. You'll be back here when we find our scent match, and then what will you do? You'll have to be my deputy. I tossed a grin his way. He snorted. Both of us were 34, and we'd moved on with jobs and life and tried not to think about the mood madness that would soon hit us if we didn't find our she-wolf soon. Just because Theo lived halfway across the state in Cheyenne, that didn't keep us from staying current or being best friends. Always the optimist, he said, because the chances of us finding our mate were getting slimmer and slimmer. We'd been to every pack game across the country, year after year, but had yet to find her. I shrugged, not letting my disappointment show. I knew he felt the same way, had the two marks male desire to find her, and claim her jointly. We had to be patient. We had no choice. At this point, I would settle for any threesome, fate mate or not. There was no rule against claiming a she-wolf who wasn't our true matched mate, but we'd held out hope we might stumble upon her. We won't find anyone to share with you living so far away. It's pretty hard to fuck a female together when you're in a different area code. He didn't say anything for a while, as the SUV bumped down the dirt road. Then he picked up our earlier thread. After what happened with the ranchers last summer, especially Holleroy and Jenkins, I hope to fate this meth deal leads back to them. I'd like to see them finally get more than a slap on the wrist for what they did. Me too. They only got fines for killing those wolves. I grumbled. The shittiest part of my job is not seeing justice done, and that look on Jenkins's face when he knew he got away with it. That asshole Holleroy, too. Maybe getting in front of Jenkins will have him doing something stupid. We can only hope. Nodding, I flicked my blinker on and turned onto Jenkins Ranch's long drive. I doubt it. He's well established. Look around. I waved my hand in the air, taking in all the flat ranch land that spread across the valley. Most of it on this side of town was owned by Bob Jenkins and dated back in his family to original homesteaders. This isn't going to go well. The ranchers hate the wolves encroaching on their land, taking their cattle, and he's not going to be happy to see me again. Or you in that vest, all but accusing him of making drugs. Theo nodded in agreement, but didn't give a shit. Yeah, I remember the whole fucking story. It's not like this asshole knows you're a shifter. He countered. I shook my head. He doesn't have reason to hate me personally for that mess, but I was involved as sheriff, so he does nonetheless. I thought John Randolph with the Forest Service would have handled it. Joint case. I replied easily. The ranchers had been using tracking devices put on wolves for more than a university field study. They'd use them as guides to hunt and kill the animals far from private land. Killing endangered species was illegal, but the consequence was only a slap on the wrist, especially to a rich guy like Jenkins, whom we were about to confront. And killing a shifter wolf,